The Real Inspector Hound.
Hello and welcome to Kensington House for this special Boxing Day performance of The Real Inspector Hound by Tom Stoppard. With among the special guest stars appearing, Nigel Anthony, Roger Hammond, Brenda Kay as Lady Cynthia Muldoon, Hilda Kreisman as Mrs. Drudge. And indeed, it's an all-star production of this splendid mystery whodunit. Well, in a few minutes, the curtain should be rising, but we're just waiting while a few latecomers take their seats.
Excuse me. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. Thank you. Me and the lads have had a meeting in the bar and decided it's first-class family entertainment. But if it goes on beyond 10:30, it's self-indulgent. Pass it on. I'm on my own tonight. Don't mind if I join you, Moon.
Hello, Birdboot.
Where's Higgs?
I'm standing in.
Where's Higgs?
Every time.
What?
It's as if we only existed one at a time. Two critics combining to achieve continuity. I keep space warm for Higgs. My presence defines his absence. His absence confirms my presence. His presence precludes mine. When Higgs and I walk down this aisle together to claim our common seat, the oceans will fall into the sky and the trees will hang with fishes.
Where's Higgs?
The very sight of me with a complimentary ticket is enough. The streets are impassable tonight. The country is rising and the cry goes up from hill to hill. Where is Higgs?
Perhaps he's dead at last. Or trapped in a lift somewhere. Or succumbed to amnesia. Wandering the land with his turnip stuffed with ticket stubs. Yes. Yes, well, I didn't bring Myrtle tonight. Not exactly her cup of tea, I thought, tonight.
Over her head, you mean?
Well, no, I mean, it's a sort of thriller, isn't it?
Is it?
That's what I heard. A who-killed thing. No one will leave the house.
I suppose so. Underneath.
Underneath? It's a whodunit, man. Look at it. Has it started yet?
Yes.
Are you sure?
It's a pause.
You can't start with a pause. If you want my opinion, there's a total panic back there. Where's Higgs tonight, then?
It'll follow me to my grave and become my epitaph. Here lies Moon, the second string. Where's Higgs? Sometimes I dream of revolution. A bloody coup d'etat by the second rank. Troops of actors slaughtered by their understudies. Magicians sawn in half by indefatigably smiling glamour girls. Cricket teams wiped out by marauding bands of 12th men. I dream of champions chopped down by rabbit-punching sparring partners while eternal bridesmaids turn and rape the bridegrooms over the sausage rolls and parliamentary private secretaries plant bombs in the minister's humber. Comedians die on provincial stages, robbed of their feeds by mutely triumphant stooges, and march an army of assistants and deputies, the seconds in command, the runners-up, the right-hand men, storming the palace gates wherein the second son has already mounted the throne, having committed regicide with a croquet mallet. Stand-ins of the world, stand up! Sometimes I dream of Higgs.
Have a chocolate.
Oh, what kind?
Black magic.
No, thanks.
I'll give you a tip, then. Watch the girl.
You think she did it?
No, no, the girl. Watch her.
What girl?
You won't know her. I'll give you a nudge.
You know her, do you?
What's that supposed to mean?
I beg your pardon?
I'm trying to tip you a wink, give you a nudge as good as a tip. For God's sake, Moon, what's the matter with you? You could do yourself some good spotting her first time out. She's new, from the provinces, going straight to the top. I don't want to put words into your mouth, but a word from us, and we could make her.
I suppose you've made dozens of them like that.
I'll have you know I'm a family man devoted to my homely but good-natured wife, and if you're suggesting
no.
A man of my scrupulous
morality, sorry.
Falsely besmirched.
Is that her?
It'd be absurd. Wouldn't be seen dead with that old bag.
Mrs. Drudge, the help.
We interrupt our program for a special police message.
The search still goes on for the escaped madman who is on the run in Essex.
Essex?
County police, led by Inspector Hound, have received a report that the man has been seen in the desolate marshes around Muldoon Manor.
Oh!
The man is wearing a darkish suit with a lightish shirt. He is of medium height and build and youngish. Anyone seeing a man answering to this description and acting suspiciously is advised to phone the nearest police station. That is the end of the police message.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
So that's what they say about me, is it?
What?
Oh, I know what goes on behind my back. Sniggers, slanders, hole in corner innuendo. What have you heard?
Nothing.
Tittle, tattle, tittle, my dear fellow, tattle. I take no notice of it. The sly envy of scandalmongers. I can afford to ignore them. I'm a respectable married man.
Incidentally...
Water off a duck's back, I assure you.
Who was that lady I saw you with last night?
How dare you! How dare you! Don't you come here with your slimy insinuations. My wife, Myrtle, understands perfectly well that a man of my critical standing is obliged occasionally to mingle with the world of the footlights, simply by way of keeping au fait with the latest...
I'm sorry.
...that a critic of my scrupulous integrity should be vilified and pilloried in the stocks of common gossip. I have nothing to hide. Oh, if this should reach the ears of my beloved Myrtle...
Can I have a chocolate?
What? Oh... Yes, my dear fellow. Yes, let's have a chocolate. No point in... Yes. Good share. Which one do you fancy? Cherry, strawberry, coffee cream, and Turkish delight.
I'll have Montelimar.
Oh, sorry.
Gooseberry fondue?
No.
Pistachio fudge? Nectarine cluster, hickory nut praline, Chateau Neuf du Pape 55 cracknel?
I'm afraid not. Caramel?
Yes, all right.
Thanks very much. Incidentally, old chap, I'd be grateful if you didn't mention... I mean, you know how these misunderstandings get about.
What?
The fact is, Myrtle simply doesn't like the theatre.
Oh! By the way, congratulations, Bird Boot.
What?
Outside the Theatre Royal, your entire review reproduced in neon.
Oh, that old thing.
Well, you've seen it, of course.
Well, I was passing.
I definitely intend to take a second look when it has settled down.
As a matter of fact, I have a few colour transparencies. I don't know whether you'd care to...
Oh, please, please. Love to, love to. Oh, yes. Yes. Lovely. Awfully sound. It is, in the best sense of the word, electric. I would go so far as to say kinetic, without being pop. And having said that, I think it must be said that here we have a review that adds a new dimension to the critical scene. I urge you to make haste to the Theatre Royal, for this is the stuff of life itself.
Oh, most handsome of you, Moon.
All I ever got was unforgettable on the posters for... What was it?
Yes, I remember. Was that you? I thought it was Higgs.
Hello? The drawing room of Lady Muldoon's country residence one morning in early spring. Hello? Who? Who did you wish to speak to? I'm afraid there's no one of that name here. This is all very mysterious, and I'm sure it's leading up to something. I hope nothing is amiss, for we, that is Lady Muldoon and her guests, are here cut off from the world, including Magnus, the wheelchair-ridden half-brother of her ladyship's husband, Lord Albert Muldoon, who 10 years ago went out for a walk on the cliffs and was never seen again.
Derivative, of course.
But quite sound.
Should a stranger enter our midst, which I very much doubt, I will tell him you called. Goodbye.
Ah, hello there. I'm Simon Gascoigne. I hope you don't mind. The door is open, so I wandered in. I'm a friend of Lady Muldoon, the lady of the house, having made her acquaintance through a mutual friend, Felicity Cunningham, shortly after moving into this neighbourhood just the other day.
And I'm Mrs. Drudge. I don't live in, but I pop in on my bicycle when the weather allows to help in the running of charming, though somewhat isolated, Muldoon Manor. Judging by the time... You did well to get here before high water cut us off, for all practical purposes, from the outside world.
I took a shortcut over the cliffs and followed one of the old smuggler's paths through the treacherous swamps that surround this strangely inaccessible house.
Yes. Many visitors have remarked on the topographical quirk in the local strata, whereby there are no roads leading from the manor, though there are ways of getting to it, the weather allowing.
Yes, well, I must say it's a lovely day so far.
Arr, but now that the cuckoo beard is in bud, there'll be fog before the sun hits Foster's Ridge.
I say, it's wonderful how you country people really know weather.
Know weather what?
No, weather. Yes, it does seem to be coming on a bit foggy.
The fog is very treacherous around here. It rolls off the sea without warning, shrouding the cliffs in a deadly mantle of blind man's buff.
Yes, I've heard it said.
I've known whole weekends when Muldoon Manor, as this lovely old Queen Anne house is called, might as well have been floating on the pack ice for all the good it would have done phoning the police.
The police?
It was on such a weekend as this that Lord Muldoon, who'd lately brought his beautiful bride back to the home of his ancestors, walked out of this house 10 years ago, and his body was never found.
Yes, indeed. Poor Cynthia.
His name was Albert.
Yes, indeed. Poor Albert. But, tell me, is Lady Muldoon about?
I believe she's playing tennis on the lawn with Felicity Cunningham.
Felicity Cunningham?
A mutual friend, I believe you said. A happy chance. I will tell them you are here.
Well, I can't stay, as a matter of fact. Please, don't disturb them. I really should be off.
Oh, they will be very disappointed. It is some time since we had a four for Pontoon Bridge at the Manor. And I don't play cards myself.
There is another guest, then?
Major Magnus, the crippled half-brother of Lord Muldoon, who turned up out of the blue from Canada just the other day, completes the house party. Well, I must be off.
I think I must be waiting for Higgs to die.
What?
Half afraid that I will vanish when he does.
Hello?
I wonder if it's the same for Puckeridge.
Who?
Third string.
Your stand-in.
Does he wait for Higgs and I to write each other's obituary? Does he dream...
To whom did you wish to speak?
What's he like?
Bitter.
There's no one of that name here.
No, as a critic, what's Puckeridge like as a critic?
Nobody knows.
You must have got the wrong number.
There's always been me and Higgs.
Simon Gascoigne. No, it's not him, of course.
What?
I said it's not him.
Well, who is it, then?
My guess is Magnus.
In disguise, you mean?
What?
You think he's Magnus in disguise?
I don't think you're concentrating, Moon.
I thought you said...
You keep chattering on about Higgs and Puckeridge. What's the matter with you?
I wonder if they talk about me.
Here is another police message. Essex County Police are still searching in vain for the madman who is at large in the deadly marshes of the coastal region. Inspector Hound, who is masterminding the operation... is not available for comment, but it is widely believed that he has a secret plan. Meanwhile, police and volunteers are combing the swamps with loud hailers, shouting, "Don't be a madman! Give yourself up!" That is the end of the police message.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I should think my name is seldom off Puckeridge's lips. Sad, really. I mean, it's no life at all, a stand-in, stand-in.
Yes, oh yes.
Higgs never gives me a second thought. I can tell by the way he nods.
Revenge, of course.
What?
A jealousy.
Oh, nonsense. There's nothing personal in it.
The paranoid grudge.
It's merely that it's not enough to wax at another's wane. To be held in reserve, to be on hand, on call, to step in or not at all. The substitute, the near offer, the temporary acting. For I am Moon. Continuous Moon in my own shoes. Moon in June, April, September, and no member of the human race keeps warm my bit of space. Yes, I can tell by the way he nods.
Quite mad, of course.
What?
The answer lies out there in the swamps.
Oh.
The skeleton in the cupboard is coming home to roost.
Oh, yes.
Already, in the opening stages, we note the classic impact of the catalytic figure, the outsider, plunging through to the centre of an ordered world and setting up the disruptions, the shock waves, which, unless I am much mistaken, will strip these comfortable people, these crustaceans in the rock pool of society, strip them of their shells and leave them exposed to the trembling raw meat, which, at heart, is all of us. But there is more to it than that.
I agree. Keep your eye on Magnus.
Ouch!
I say, Bird Boot.
That's the one.
You!
Yes. Hello again.
What are you doing here?
Well, I...
Sheesh!
No doubt you're surprised to see me.
Honestly, darling, you really are extraordinary.
Yes, well, here I am.
You must have been desperate to see me. I mean, I'm flattered, but couldn't it wait till I got back?
There's something you don't know.
What is it?
Look, about the things I said, it may be that I got carried away a little. We both did.
What are you trying to say?
I love another.
I see.
I didn't make any promises, I merely...
You don't have to say any more.
Oh, I didn't want to hurt you.
Of all the nerve.
Well, I didn't exactly...
You philandering coward.
Let me explain.
This is hardly the time and place you think you can barge in anywhere, whatever I happen to be doing.
But I want you to know that my admiration for you is sincere. I don't want you to think that I didn't mean those things I said.
I'll kill you for this, Simon Gascoigne!
Oh, dear.
It was her!
I told you, straight to the top.
No, no!
Shh! Yes, what is it?
I've come to set up the card table, sir.
I don't think I can stay.
Oh, Lady Muldoon will be disappointed.
Does she know I'm here?
Oh, yes, sir. I just told her and put her in quite a tizzy.
Really? Well, I suppose now that I've cleared the air, quite a tizzy, you say. Really? Really?
Yes, sir. Well, I must be off.
Felicity. She's the one.
Nonsense, red herring.
No, I mean, it was her.
What was?
That lady I saw you with last night.
Are you suggesting that a man of my scrupulous integrity would trade his pen for a mess of pottage? Simply because in the course of my profession I happen to have struck up an acquaintance to have, that is, a warm regard, if you like, for a fellow toiler in the vineyard of grease paint. I find it simply intolerable to be pillified and villainied.
I never implied.
To find myself the object of uninformed malice, the petty slanders of little men.
I'm sorry.
To suggest that my good opinion in a journal of unimpeachable integrity is at the disposal of the first coquette who gives me what I want. A ladies' man. Why, Myrtle and I have been together now for... Christ, who's that?
Lady Muldoon.
No, I mean, who is she?
Cynthia!
Don't say anything for a moment. Just hold me.
She is beautiful. A vision of eternal grace. A poem.
I think she's got her laughing.
We can't go on meeting like this.
We have nothing to be ashamed of.
But darling, this is madness.
Yes, I'm mad with love for you.
Please, remember where we are.
Cynthia, I love you.
Don't. I love Albert.
He's dead. Do you understand me? Albert's dead.
No, I'll never give up hope. Oh. Let me go. Oh. We're not free.
I don't care. We were meant for each other. Oh, had we but met in time.
You're a cad, Simon. You will use me and cast me aside as you have cast aside so many others.
No, Cynthia. You can make me a better person.
You're ruthless. So strong. So cruel.
Oh, my darling.
The son she never had, now projected in this handsome stranger and transformed into lover. Youth, vigour, the animal, the athlete as aesthete.
By Jove, I think you're right. Her mouth is open.
Stop. Can't you see you're making a fool of yourself?
I'll kill anyone who comes between us.
Oh, dear.
Yes. What is it, Mrs. Drudge?
Should I close the windows, m'lady? The fog is beginning to roll off the sea like a deadly...
Oh, yes, you'd better. It looks as if we're in for one of those days. Are the cards ready?
Yes, m'lady.
Would you tell Miss Cunningham we are waiting?
Yes, m'lady.
And fetch the Major down.
I think I hear him coming downstairs now.
Simon!
without a chance. He ran under the wheels.
Darling, are you all right?
I have witnesses.
Oh, Simon, say something.
I'm most frightfully sorry.
How long have you been a pedestrian?
Ever since I could walk.
Can you walk now?
I think so.
Thank God. Magnus, this is Simon Gascoigne.
What's he doing here?
He just turned up.
Really? How do you like it here?
I could stay forever.
So you're still here?
Of course he's still here. We're going to play cards. There's no need to introduce you two, is there? For I recall that you, Simon, met me through Felicity, our mutual friend.
Yes, Simon is an old friend. They're not as old as you, Cynthia, dear.
Yes, I haven't seen Felicity since...
Last night.
Indeed. Well, you deal, Felicity. Will you partner Felicity Magnus against Simon and me?
Will Simon and you always be partnered against me, Cynthia?
What do you mean, Magnus?
You're a damned attractive woman, Cynthia.
Please, please remember Albert.
Albert's dead, Cynthia. And you were still young. I'm sure he would have wished that you and I...
No, Magnus. This is not to be.
It's that Gascoigne, isn't it? I'll kill him if he comes between us.
Simon?
Simon's for the job, all right.
Right. Who starts?
I do. No bid.
Did I hear you say you saw Felicity last night, Simon?
Did I? Ah, yes. Yes, quite. Your turn, Felicity?
I've had my turn, haven't I, Simon? Now it seems it's Cynthia's turn.
That's my trick, Felicity, dear.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, Simon.
Yes, I've heard it said.
So I hope you've not been cheating, Simon.
No, Felicity. Just that I hold all the cards.
Well done, Simon. Another round, everyone.
Strange how Simon appeared in the neighbourhood from nowhere. We know so little about him.
It doesn't always pay to show your hand.
Right, Simon, it's your opening on the minor bid. Let's see.
I hear there's a dangerous madman on the loose.
Simon?
Yes, yes, sorry.
I meld.
Yes, personally, I think he's been hiding out in the deserted cottage on the cliffs.
Flush.
No, Simon, your luck's in tonight.
We shall see. The night's not over yet, Simon Gascoigne.
So you're the crippled half-brother of Lord Muldoon who turned up out of the blue from Canada just the other day, are you? It's taken you a long time to get here. What did you do, walk? Oh, say, I'm most frightfully sorry.
Care for a spin around the rose garden, Cynthia?
No, Magnus. I must talk to Simon.
My round, I think, Major?
You think so?
Yes, Major, I do.
There's an old Canadian proverb handed down from the Blackfoot Indians which says, he who laughs last, laughs longest.
Yes, I've heard it said.
Well, I think I'll go and oil my gun.
I think Felicity suspects something.
Let her think what she likes.
But she's acting as if... Simon, was there something between you and Felicity?
No, no. It's over between her and me, Cynthia. It was a mere passing, fleeting thing we had. But now that I've found you...
If I find that you have been untrue to me, if I find that you have falsely seduced me from my dear husband Albert, I will kill you, Simon Gascoigne.
Oh, dear.
Can't sit around the National in his opera cloak and passes me the tat.
You believe in love at first sight?
It's not that I think I'm a bitter critic.
I feel my whole life changing.
I am, but it's not that.
Oh, the world will laugh at me, I know.
It's not that they're much in the way of shoes to step into.
Call me an infatuated old fool.
They're not.
Condemn me.
He is standing in my light, that's all.
Betrayer of my class.
An almost continuous eclipse interrupted by the phenomenon of moonlight.
I don't care, I'm a goner.
And I dream.
The blue angel all over again.
Of the day his temperature climbs through the top of his head.
Ah, the sweet madness of love.
And a spasm on the stairs.
Myrtle, farewell.
Dreaming of the stair he'll never reach.
For I only live but once.
Sometimes I dream that I've killed him.
What?
What?
Yes, a beautiful performance. A collector's piece, I shall say so.
Yeah, a very promising debut. I'll put in a good word.
It would be as hypocritical of me to withhold praise on grounds of personal feelings as to withhold censure.
You're right.
courageous.
Oh, I know what people will say. There goes Birdboot buttering up his latest...
Ignore them.
But I rise above that. The fact is, I genuinely believe her performance to be one of the summits in the range of contemporary theatre.
Trim buttocked. That's the word for her.
The radiance, the inner sadness.
Does she actually come across
with
it?
The part as written is a mere cipher, but she manages to make Cynthia a real person.
Cynthia?
And should she, as a result, care to meet me over a drink simply by way of thanking me, as it were?
Well, you fickle old bastard.
Are you suggesting... shaping up quite nicely, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes, yes. A nice trichotomy of forces. One must reserve judgment, of course, until the confrontation, but I think it's pretty clear where we're heading.
Well, I agree. It's Magnus a mile off.
What's Magnus a mile off?
Well, if we knew that, we wouldn't be here.
Let me say at once that it has élan while at the same time avoiding éclat. Having said that, and I think it must be said, I am bound to ask, does this play know where it's going?
Well, it seems open and shut to me, Moon. Magnus is not what he pretends to be, and he's got his next victim marked down.
Does it? I repeat, declare its affiliations. There are moments, and I would not begrudge it this, when the play, if we can call it that, and I think on balance we can, aligns itself uncompromisingly on the side of life. Je suis, it seems to be saying, ergo sum. But is that enough? I think we're entitled to ask. For what, in fact, is this play concerned with? It is my belief that here we're concerned with what I've referred to elsewhere as the nature of identity. I think we're entitled to ask, and here one is irresistibly reminded of Voltaire's cry, voila. I think we're entitled to ask, where is God?
Who?
God.
God?
I think we're entitled to ask.
The same half an hour later? No, I'm sorry. There's no one of that name here. Black or white, m'lady?
White, please.
Black or white, miss?
White, please.
Black or white, Major?
White, please.
Sugar, m'lady?
Yes, please.
Sugar, miss?
Yes, please.
Sugar, Major?
Yes, please.
Biscuits, m'lady?
No. Thank you.
The second act, however, fails to fulfill the promise.
If you ask me, there's something funny going on. Switch on the radio, Mrs. Drudge.
We interrupt our program for a special police message. The search for the dangerous madman who is on the loose in Essex has now narrowed to the immediate vicinity of Muldoon Manor. Police, led by Inspector Hound, are hampered by the deadly swamps and the fog, but believe that the madman spent last night in a deserted cottage on the cliffs. The public is advised to stick together and make sure none of their number is missing. That is the end of the police message.
Well, I must be off.
Where's Simon?
Who?
Simon. Have you seen him?
No.
Have you, Magnus?
No.
Oh.
Yes. There's something foreboding in the air. It is as if one of us...
Oh, Felicity. The house is locked up tight. No one can get in. And the police are practically on the doorstep.
I don't know.
It's just a feeling.
Hound will never get through on a day like this.
What's that? It sounded like the cry of a gigantic hound.
Poor devil.
Shh. There it is again. It's coming this way. It's right outside the house.
Inspector Hound.
A police dog.
Lady Muldoon.
Yes.
I came as soon as I could. Where shall I put my foghorn and my swamp boots?
Oh, Mrs. Drudge will take them out. Be prepared, as the force's motto has it, eh, Inspector? How very resourceful.
It takes more than a bit of weather to keep a policeman from his duty.
Well, I must be off.
Inspector Hound. Felicity Cunningham, Major Magnus Muldoon.
Good evening.
Well, sorry. Oh, no, do go on.
Thank you. Well, tell me about it in your own words. Take your time, begin at the beginning, and don't leave anything out.
I beg your pardon.
Fear nothing. You're in safe hands now. I hope you haven't touched anything.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
I'm Inspector Hound.
Yes?
Well, what's it all about?
I really have no idea.
How did it begin?
What?
The thing.
What thing?
The trouble.
There hasn't been any trouble.
Didn't you phone the police?
No,
I didn't.
For what? I see. This puts me in a very difficult position. Well, I'll be getting along then.
I'm terribly sorry.
It's perfectly all right.
Thank you so much for coming.
Not at all. You never know. There might have been a serious matter.
Drink?
More serious than that, even.
Drink before you go.
No, thank you.
I do hope you find him.
Find him, madam. Out with it.
But I thought you were looking for the lunatic.
And what do you know about that?
Well, it was on the radio.
Was it indeed? Mm. Well, that's what I'm here about, really. I didn't want to mention it because I didn't know how much you knew. No point in causing unnecessary panic, even with a murderer in our midst.
Murderer, did you say?
Ah, so that was not on the radio.
Whom has he murdered, Inspector?
Perhaps no one. Yet, let us hope we are in time.
You believe he's in our midst, Inspector?
I do. If any one of you have recently encountered a youngish, good-looking fellow in a smart suit, white shirt, hatless, well-spoken, someone possibly claiming to have just moved into the neighbourhood, someone who, on the surface, seems as sane as you or I, then now is the time to speak.
I...
Don't interrupt.
Inspector.
Very well.
No, Felicity.
Please, Lady Cynthia, we are all in this together. I must ask you to put yourself completely in my hands.
Don't, Inspector. I love Albert.
I don't think you quite grasp my meaning.
Is one of us in danger, Inspector?
Didn't it strike you as odd that on his escape the madman made a beeline for Muldoon Manor? It is my guess that he bears a deep-seated grudge against someone in this very house. Lady Muldoon, where is your husband?
My husband? You don't mean...
I don't know, but I have a reason to believe that one of you is the real McCoy.
The real what?
William Herbert McCoy. Who, as a young man, meeting the madman in the street and being solicited for sixpence for a cup of tea, replied, "Why don't you do a decent day's work, you shifty old bag of horse manure," in Canada all those many years ago, and went on to make his fortune. The madman was a mere boy at the time, but he never forgot that moment, and thenceforth carried in his heart the promise of revenge. Is there anything you have forgotten to tell me? What's this under the settee?
Good God! A corpse!
A dead one.
So the madman has struck. Oh, it's horrible. Horrible.
Yes, just as I feared. Now you see the sort of man you are protecting.
I can't believe it. I'll have to tell him, Cynthia. Inspector, a stranger of that description has indeed appeared in our midst. Simon Gascoigne. Oh, he had charm. I'll give you that. And he took me in completely. I'm afraid I made a fool of myself over him. And so did Cynthia.
Where is he now?
He must be around the house. He couldn't get away in these conditions.
You're right. Fear naught, Lady Muldoon. I shall apprehend the man who killed your husband.
My husband? I don't understand.
Everything points to Gascoigne.
But who is that dead person?
Your husband.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
I tell you, it's not.
I'm in charge of this case.
But that's not my husband.
Are you sure?
For goodness sake.
Then who is it?
Well, I don't know.
Anybody?
I've never seen him before.
Quite unlike anybody I've ever met.
This case is becoming an utter shambles.
What are we going to do?
I'll phone the police.
But you are the police.
Oh, thank God I'm here. The lines have been cut.
You mean?
Yes. We're on our own, cut off from the world and in grave danger.
You mean?
Yes, I think the killer will strike again.
You mean?
Yes. One of us ordinary mortals thrown together by fate and cut off by the elements is the murderer. He must be found. Search the house.
Anyone about? Oh, funny.
Good heavens. A corpse.
This is where Simon gets the chop.
There you are.
What happened, Inspector?
He's dead. Simon Gascoigne, I presume. Rough justice even for the killer. And now, who killed Simon Gascoigne? And why?
Why not?
Exactly. Good riddance.
Yes. Getting away with murder must be quite easy, provided that one's motive is sufficiently inscrutable.
Fickle young pup. He was deceiving her right, left and centre.
Of course, I'd still have Puckeridge behind me.
She needs someone steadier, more mature.
And if I could, so could he.
Yes, I know this rather nice hotel. Very discreet, run by a man of the world.
Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown.
Breakfast served in one's own room and no questions asked.
Does Puckeridge dream of me?
Hello, what's happened?
What? Oh, yes, what do you make of it so far?
It is at this point that the play for me comes alive. The groundwork has been well and truly laid, and the author has taken the trouble to learn from the masters of the genre. He's created a real situation, and few will doubt his ability to resolve it with a startling denouement. Certainly, that is what it so far lacks, but it has a beginning, a middle, and a... I have no doubt it will prove to have an end. For this, let us give thanks, and double thanks for a good clean show without a trace of smut. But perhaps even all this would be for nothing, were it not for a performance which I consider to be one of the summits in the range of contemporary theatre. In what is possibly the finest Cynthia since the war,
if we examine this more closely, and I think close examination is the least tribute that this play deserves, I think we will find that within the austere framework of what is seen to be on one level a country house weekend, and what a useful symbol that is, the author has given us... Yes, I will go so far. He has given us the human condition.
More talent in her little finger.
An uncanny ear that might have belonged to a Van Gogh.
A public scandal at the birthday honours to date have neglected this...
Faced as we are with such... ubiquitous obliquity. It is hard, it is hard indeed, and therefore I will not attempt to refrain from invoking the names of Kafka, Sartre, Shakespeare, St. Paul, Beckett, Burkitt, Pinero, Pirandello, Dante, and Dorothy L. Sayers.
A rattling good evening out, I was held.
Harder still, if possible, to be... Neither do I find it easy... Dante and Dorothy L. Sayers. Harder still...
Others taking part included... Moon, what are you doing?
Hello? The bird boot. It's for you.
What? Hello? Oh, for God's sake, Myrtle. I've told you never to phone me at work. What? Last night? Good God, woman, this is hardly the time to... I assure you, Myrtle, there is absolutely nothing going on between me and... I took her to dinner simply by way of keeping au fait with the world of the paint and the motley.
Yes, I promise. Yes, I do.
Yes, I said yes. I do. And you are mine, too. But, darling, I can't. I'm not alone. No, she is not.
All right. I love your little pink ears, and you are my own fluffy bunny boo. Now, for God's sake, goodbye, Myrtle.
Ouch! You!
Oh, yes. Hello again.
What are you doing here?
Well, I...
Honestly, darling, you really are extraordinary.
Yes, well, here I am.
You must have been desperate to see me. I mean, I'm flattered, but couldn't it wait till I got back?
No, you've got it all wrong.
What is it?
And about last night, perhaps I gave you the wrong impression, got carried away a bit, perhaps.
What are you trying to say?
I want to call it off.
I see.
I didn't promise anything, and the fact is, I have my reputation. People do talk.
You don't have to say any more.
And my wife, too. I don't know how she got to hear of it.
Of all the nerve to march in here.
I'm sorry you had to find out like this. The fact is, I didn't mean it this way.
You philandering coward.
I'm sorry, but I want you to know that I meant those things I said. Oh, yes, show's brilliant promise. I shall say so.
I'll kill you for this, Simon Gascoigne.
Oh, dear me.
Oh, good God.
I've come to set up the card table, sir.
I can't stay for a game of cards.
Oh, Lady Muldoon will be disappointed.
You mean she wants to see me?
Oh, yes, sir. I just told her and it put her in quite a tizzy.
Really? Yes, well, a man of my influence is not to be sneezed at. I think I have some small name for the making of reputations. Yes, quite a tizzy, you say.
Bad boot! Purple, what the hell are you doing?
Nothing.
Stop making an ass of yourself. Come back.
Well, I must be off.
Oh, I know what you're thinking, but the fact is, I genuinely consider her performance to be one of the summits in...
Darling.
Oh, good evening. May I say that I genuinely consider...
Don't say anything for a moment. Just hold me.
Oh. My God, she does have her mouth open. Dear lady, from the first moment I saw you, I felt my whole life changing.
We can't go on meeting like this.
I'm not ashamed to proclaim nightly my love for you, but fortunately that will not be necessary, for I know of a very good hotel, discreet, run by a man of the world.
But, darling, this is madness.
Yes, I am mad with love.
Oh, please, remember where we are.
I don't care. Let them think what they like. I love you.
Don't. I love Albert.
He's dead. Do you understand me? Albert is dead.
No. I'll never give up hope. Let me go. We are not free.
You mean Myrtle? Oh, she means nothing to me, nothing. She's all cocoa and blue nylon fur slippers. Not a spark of creative genius in her whole slumping, knee-length, knickered body.
You're a cad, Simon. You will use me and cast me aside as you have cast aside so many others.
No, Cynthia, now that I have found you...
You're ruthless. So strong.
Oh.
So cruel.
Oh.
Have you taken leave of your tiny mind?
Stop. Can't you see you're making a fool of yourself?
She's right.
You keep out of this moon.
M'lady?
Yes. What is it, Mrs. Drought?
Should I close the windows, m'lady? The fog is beginning
Yes, you'd better.
Look! They've got your number.
I'll leave in my own time, thank you very much.
It's the finish of you, I suppose you know that.
Now, I don't need your Tupney Grub Street prognostications. I have found something bigger and finer.
If only it were Higgs.
And fetch the Major down, Mrs. Drought.
I think I hear him coming downstairs now.
Simon, say something.
That reckless bastard.
Thank God.
What's he doing here?
He just turned up.
Really? How do you like it here?
I couldn't take it night after night.
So you're still here? Of course he's still here. We're going to play cards. There is no need to introduce you two, is there? For I recall now that you, Simon, met me through Felicity, our mutual friend.
Yes, Simon is an old friend.
Ah, yes, well, I like to give young up-and-comers the benefit of my... Of course, she lacks technique as yet.
Last night?
I'm not talking about last night.
Indeed. Well, who starts?
I do. I'll dummy for a no-bid rough and double my holding on South's queen.
Did I hear you say you saw Felicity last night, Simon?
Did I, sir?
Pay 21s or trump my contract. Cynthia's turn.
My trick. I'll trump your contract with 5 dummy no-trumps there, and I'll move West's rook for a rebid with a banker rough on his second trick there. Simon?
Oh, would you mind doing that again?
And I'll rough your dummy with 5 no-bid trumps there, and I support your rebid for the solo rough in dummy trick there.
And I call your bluff.
Well done, Simon.
Strange how Simon appeared in the neighbourhood from nowhere. We know so little about him.
Right, Simon. You're opening on the minor bid. Let's see. I think I'll overbid the spade convention with 2 no-trumps and King's Gambit offered there, and West Dummy's spit double to Queen's Bishop 4 there.
Faith Fougeur, Rien ne va plus, Rouge et Noir, 0.
Simon.
And I call your bluff.
I mill.
I huff.
I rough.
I bluff.
Twist.
Bust.
Check.
Snap.
How's that?
Not out.
Double clap.
Bingo.
No, Simon, your luck's in tonight.
We shall see. The night's not over yet, Simon Gascoigne.
Red herring, smell it a mile off. Oh, yes, she's clean as a whistle. I've seen it 1,000 times. And I've seen you before, too, haven't I, Magnus? There's something about you.
Care for a spin round the rose garden, Cynthia?
No, Magnus. I must talk to Simon.
There's nothing for you there, you know.
You think so?
Oh, yes, she knows which side her bread is buttered. I am a man not without a certain influence among those who would reap the limelight. She's not going to throw me over for a heavily disguised cripple.
There's an old Canadian proverb.
Don't give me that. I tumbled you right from the start. Oh, yes, you chaps are not as clever as you think. Sooner or later you make your mistake. Incidentally, where was it I saw you? I've definitely...
Well, I think I'll go and oil my gun.
Double bluff. I've seen it 1,000 times.
I think Felicity suspects something.
What?
Simon, was there anything between you and Felicity?
No, that's all over now. I merely flattered her a little over a drink, told her she'd go far, that sort of thing. Dear me, the fuss that's been made about a little flirtation.
If I find you have falsely seduced me from my dear husband Albert, I will kill you, Simon Gascoigne.
Oh, dear.
Burnt boot! For God's sake, pull yourself together!
I can't help it.
What do you think you're doing? You're turning it into a complete farce.
I know, but I can't live without her. I shall resign my position, of course. I don't care. I'm a goner, I tell you.
Bird Boot, think of your family, your friends, your high standing in the world of letters. I say, what are you doing? Bird Boot, leave that corpse alone. Come and sit down. What's the matter with you?
It's Higgs.
What?
It's Higgs.
Oh, silly.
I tell you, it's Higgs. I don't understand. He's dead.
Dead?
Who would want to...
He must have been lying there all the time.
Kill Higgs.
But what's he doing here? I was standing in tonight.
Moon? So, it's me and Buckeridge now. Moon! I've got it!
But I didn't...
My God, so that was it. Moon, now I see.
I swear, I didn't.
Now, finally, I see it all.
Oh! Bird Boot!
Oh, my God! What happened, Inspector?
He's dead. Well, that's a bit rough, isn't it? A bit extreme. I knew he was a fickle old... Look, who did this? And why?
Well, Inspector, was... this your man?
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's Simon.
Yes. Poor... Look, is this some kind of joke?
If it is, Inspector, it's in very poor taste.
All right. I'm going to find out who did this. I want everyone to go to the positions they occupy when the shot was fired. No one will leave the house!
I think we all had the opportunity to fire the shot, Inspector.
I am not...
But which of us would want to?
Perhaps you, Major Magnus.
Why should I want to kill him?
Because he was onto you. Oh, yes. He tumbled you right from the start. And you shot him just when he was about to reveal that you killed this chap.
But what motive would there be for killing him? Who is this chap, Inspector?
Well, I don't know. Quite unlike anyone I ever met. Well, now...
Inspector?
Yes, yes. What is it, dear lady?
Happening to enter this room earlier in the day to set up the card table, I chanced to overhear a remark made by the deceased to her ladyship, viz., I will kill anyone who comes between us.
Ah, yes. Well, that's it then. This chap was obviously killed by Simon.
But he didn't come between us.
Who then killed Simon?
Subsequent to that reported remark, I also happened to be in earshot of a remark made by Lady Muldoon to the deceased, to the effect, I will kill you, Simon Gascoigne. I hope you don't mind my mentioning it.
Not at all. I'm glad you did. It is from these chance remarks that we, in the force, build up our complete pictures before moving in to make the arrest. It will not be long now, I fancy. And I must warn you, Lady Muldoon, that anything you say...
Yes, I hated Simon Gascoigne, for he had me in his thrall. But I didn't kill him.
Prior to that, Inspector, I also chanced to overhear a remark made by Miss Cunningham, no doubt in the heat of the moment, but it stuck in my mind as these things do. This, I will kill you for this, Simon Gascoigne.
Ah, the final piece of the jigsaw. I think I am now in a position to reveal the mystery. This man, this dead man, was, of course, McCoy, the Canadian, who, as we heard, meeting Gascoigne in the street and being solicited for sixpence for a toffee apple, smacked him across the ear with a cry, "How's that for a grudge to harbour, you snivelling little workshy all those many years ago?" Gascoigne bided his time, but in due course tracked McCoy down to this house, having, on the way, met in the neighbourhood a simple, ambitious girl from the provinces. Oh, he was charming, persuasive. Told her, I have no doubt, that she would go straight to the top, and she, flattered by his sophistication, taken in by his promises to see her all right on the night, gave in to his simple desires. Perhaps she loved him. We shall never know. But in the very hour of her promised triumph, his eye fell on another. Yes, I refer to Lady Cynthia Muldoon. Oh. From the moment he caught sight of her, there was no other woman for him. He was in her spell, willing to sacrifice anything. Even you, Felicity Cunningham. It was only today, unexpectedly finding him here, that you learned the truth. There was a bitter argument which ended with your promise to kill him, a promise that you carried out in this very room at your first opportunity. And I must warn you that anything you say...
It doesn't make sense.
Well, not at first glance, perhaps.
Could not Simon have been killed by the same person who killed McCoy?
But why should any of us want to kill a perfect stranger?
Perhaps he was not a stranger to one of us.
But Simon was the madman, wasn't he?
We only have your word for that, Inspector. We only have your word for a lot of things. For instance, McCoy. Who is he? Is his name McCoy? Is there any truth in that fantastic and implausible tale of the insult inflicted in the Canadian streets? Or is there something else, something quite unknown to us behind all this? Suppose, for a moment, that the madman, having killed this unknown stranger for private and inscrutable reasons of his own, was disturbed before he could dispose of the body. So, having cut the telephone wires, he decided to return to the scene of the crime, masquerading as police. Inspector Hound.
Oh. But I'm not mad. I'm almost sure I'm not mad.
Only to discover that in the house was a man, Simon Gascoigne, who recognized the corpse as a man against whom you had held a deep-seated grudge.
But I didn't kill him. I'm almost sure I didn't.
I put it to you. Are you the real Inspector Hound?
You know damn well I'm not. Look, what's it all about? I didn't kill anyone.
I thought as much.
I only dreamed. Sometimes I dreamed.
So it was you.
The madman.
The killer.
Oh, it's horrible, horrible.
The stranger in our midst.
Yes, we had a shrewd suspicion he would turn up here, and he walked into the trap.
What trap?
I am not the real Magnus Muldoon. It was a mere subterfuge. And now I reveal myself as... Yes, I am the real Inspector Hound.
Parkeridge! Parkeridge!
Stand where you are, or I shoot.
You killed Higgs, and Bird Poop tried to tell me...
Stop, in the name of the law! I have waited a long time for this moment.
So you are the real Inspector Hound?
Not only that. I have been leading a double life, at least.
You mean...
Yes. It's been 10 long years, but don't you know me?
You mean...
Yes. It is me, Albert, who lost his memory and joined the force, rising by merit to the rank of inspector, his past blotted out until fate cast him back into the home he left behind, back to the beautiful woman he had brought here as a girlish bride. In short, my darling, my memory has returned, and your long wait is over.
Albert!
Parkeridge! You cunning bastard!
Real Inspector Hound by Tom Stoppard, Nigel Anthony was Moon, and Roger Hammond, Bird Boot. Lady Cynthia Muldoon was played by Brenda Kay, Felicity Cunningham by Francis Jeter, Major Magnus by Manning Wilson, Mrs. Drudge by Hilda Kreisman, Simon Gascoigne by Nigel Lambert, and Inspector Hound by Christopher Benjamin. The newsreader was Anthony Newlands. Technical assistance was by Prue Menmuir, Stuart Taylor, and Alison Taylor. The Real Inspector Hound was adapted and directed by Gordon House.